We know from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tezvov, Tezayin over there, the Sugyas, that there's a difference between the din of Roiv and Kavua, which means if you find a piece of meat on the street and you don't know where it came from, and there are 10 stores in town, 10 stores, 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells treif. The din is Kol the Parish, Merub Parish, you could assume it came from the kosher store, one of the 9 kosher stores. And therefore, you could eat it. You could assume that it's kosher because we have a din achrei rabim lahatos that we go basar roiv. However, there's a gzeirus sekosov that there's an exception to the rule, and that is that this only applies if the leidas hasofik occurs not bimokum the tarovis. The tarovis is in the stores. So, if you find the meat on the street, then you could say roiv because the sofik doesn't. Generate itself, doesn't initiate a suffix bishas, it was still in the store, rather only afterwards when you find it on the ground. However, let's say you went into one of the stores, and you bought a piece of meat, and you don't remember which store you went into. Now your suffix is which of the 10 stores did you buy the meat from. Over there, it's kavua. The leidas asafik occurs b'makom the kvias of the taruvis, and in that case, there's a gzeiris akasav. Then you cannot go basar roiv. Kol kavua kamech salmech zedomit, we treat it as a 50-50 suffik, and suffik deraisa l'chumah, you would have to be machmir. That is the rule. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Rashba the following halacha. What's the halacha as follows? There are 10 stores in town, 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sell streifa meat. You walk into one of the stores, and you forgot which store you went into. And now you don't know which store you purchased the meat from. So the halacha is kavua is kemechsa al mechsa, and therefore, since the latest asafik is b'makom the kvius, b'makom the taruvis, you assume that it's treated as a safik derais of the chumra, and you'd have to be machmer. Okay, so it's osir me safik. There's a safik whether it's kosher or treif. The meat cannot be eaten because it's a safik. You can't go basar roiv, so you say safik. Safik derais of the chumra. Now, this piece of meat then gets mixed up in a taruvus. So now this piece of meat gets mixed into other pieces of meat. What's the halacha? Now, if it gets mixed in, yavish be yavish, you know, different pieces of meat are confused with each other, are mixed into each other, then chad bechad, chad betray bottle. The halacha is even if it's 2 kosher pieces of meat and 1 treif piece of meat, if it's not liquid, it's the mixture of yavish b'yavish, and it's min b'minoi, it's not meat and potatoes, it's meat and meat, it's min b'minoi, the halacha is, you go basar roiv, and it's kosher chad b'trei. Okay. The problem is that there are certain cases where Chazal said that even though midiraisa you say chad b'trei bottle, that if there are 3 pieces of meat, 1 is treif, 2 are kosher, it's bottle. If it's yavish b'yavish and it's min b'minoi. However, there are certain exceptions to the rule where Chazal said that the item is not bottle, machmas, it's chashivus. For instance, let's say it's a chaticha roi liskabed. It's something that's a very important, significant piece of meat that you would be able to serve it to chashiva guests. Then the halacha is, it's not bottle b'roiv because it's too chashiv to be bottle b'roiv. So midrabanan, we said it can't be bottle b'roiv. Or it's a beria. It's a complete item. It's not bottle b'roiv. So the shaila now is, can we say that this particular meat should be mutter because of a sfek sfeka? Why? There are 2 separate shailas that are now coming to your table. Number one, this piece of meat you bought from 1 of 10 stores, and you don't know which one. 9 were kosher, 1 was treif. But since it was a suffix that was b'mokum kviyah, so we said kol kavua kamechsa amechsa dami, and you had to be machmir misafik. Okay, so even though Roiv should have determined that it's mutter, we say kol kavua and it's osir. So that halacha of kavua paskin that it's osir misafik. Now what happened? This meat that you had to be machmir based on a suffix gets mixed into other pieces of meat. So now what's the halacha? L'chayra, now we should say svek sveka. Why? On the second suffix we say be'etzem it should be batal b'roiv, but it's a roiv liskabit. Since it's a chashev piece of meat, it's not batal b'roiv. Now l'chayra, says the Rashba, there's a svek sveka. Why? Number one, maybe it's mutter because it came from one of the nine kosher stores, maybe Don. V'oid, even if it was came from the treifa store, maybe a piece of meat that you're taking out from the taruvis is mutter because it's coming from the other two pieces of meat that are kosher. In other words, first you had one piece of meat that was in a matzav of kavua, you had to be machmer misaf. That piece of meat gets now mixed into a taruvis, and there are two other pieces of meat. And the halacha is, normally you say roi, but you can't say roi because it's a chaticha roi iskapit. So now, if you take out a piece of meat from these three pieces of meat, it should be mutter, because you have a svek sveka. Number one, even meat on the first suffix, maybe it came from one of the nine kosher stores. And even if it came from the treif store, maybe this is not that piece of meat. The meat that you're taking out now is from the other two pieces of meat that are kosher that didn't have any issue in the first place. Says the Rashba, it's mutter. You could eat one of these three pieces of meat, two pieces of meat, three pieces of meat. You shouldn't eat it at one sitting, the Rashba Shita is. But you, again, you assume it's a svek sveka and the taruvis of meat is mutter. The question that the Poskim ask is that the Rashba seems to be Saiser himself. Because we have another psak in Shulchan Aruch that also comes from the Rashba that seems to directly be in conflict with this Rashba. The Rashba has a rule that you don't say svek sveka to be mater when there are two different types of suffix. If it's one suffix beguf and one betaruvis, which means in a normal svek sveka, we're mater because both svekas are in tandem. They work together. They're both, let's say, svekas in the guf. For instance, the classic case of svek-sveka is the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes. You have a woman. We don't know if she's mutter to her husband or osur to her husband. But we know that now she's an eshes ish and she had a znus with someone else. So, but there's a svek-sveka to be mater. Why? Shema tachtov, shema eina tachtov. Number one, maybe the bia that took place with this woman with someone else was before she was married to her husband, and therefore it would be mutter. She wouldn't become usher to her husband if the bia took place before their marriage. So that's one suffix. But mitzad this suffix, we say suffix derais l'chomer, and you can't be mutter. However, there's a second suffix. Maybe it was ba'inis, maybe it was b'ratzin. If it was ba'inis, this nus that took place, then she's mutter to her husband. So there's two svekas that tell us that perhaps she's mutter to her husband even though she was mezana. Maybe it wasn't tachtov, it was before their marriage, and even if it was after the marriage, maybe it was be'oines. That's the classical sex sveka of the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes. However, says the Rashba, that is only if both svekas are in the guf. However, if there are two separate types of sofik, one beguf and one taruvis, then it's also, you can't be mutter al sveka. For instance, you have a sofik, is this pork or not pork? Is this treif or not treif? You have a piece of meat, you don't know if it's a behemoth tmeya or not. And then, that's one topic, and then this piece of meat that you don't know if it's from a behemoth tmeya or not gets mixed into a different taruvis. So why don't you say svek sveka? Maybe it was never us in the first place, it was never a behemoth tmeya. And even if it was a behemoth tmeya, maybe the piece of meat that you're taking out of the taruvis is not that piece of meat, it's the other piece of meat. So there's two svekas, one on the guf, maybe it's a behemoth tmeya, maybe it's kosher, and one in taruvis. Says the Rashba, there are two types of svek svekas, and you can't be mater. So you don't say svek sveka, and it's osur. The question is, how come in this case the Rashba is saying that it's mutter? One suffix is kavua, and it's kavua, kemechsa, mechsdami, and therefore it's a suffix. You have a meat piece of meat, you don't know if you bought it from the kosher store, the nine kosher stores, or the one treif store, you have to say kol kavua, kemechsa, mechsdami, it's a suffix, suffix deres l'chumra. And then it gets mixed in taruvis, and the Rashba is saying, svek sveka. How could you be matar svek sveka? Safek echad begud guf, safek echad be taruvis. That is the question that all the place can ask of the Rashba, that it's a stira. So there are basically three mahalchim to explain the Rashba. The first mahalch is the Bach. The Bach says as follows. He says, what's pshat that you don't say svek sveka to be matar if one safek is beguf and one safek is taruvis? Says the Bach, the Pshat is very poshut. Because once you have the first suffix beguf, you don't know, let's say, if behema is chazer or not chazer. So it's a 50-50 suffix. L'chayra, on that suffix, there's a halacha, suffix derais l'chumro. And once you say suffix derais l'chumro on that suffix, on the first suffix beguf, you already paskin that this is vaday asur derais, so without a suffix, because you already paskin the first suffix, and then it's a done deal. It's over. There's nothing to talk about anymore. And therefore, now that it gets mixed in taruvis, you only have one suffix. If a meat that you're taking out is the aser one or is the mutter one. Because there's no first suffix here, because the first suffix was already paskin before the second suffix came into existence. That's pshat, well, you don't say svek sveko by suffix echad, the guf and suffix echad taruvis. Because on the first suffix, on the guf, it's already paskin, and you say suffix derais the chumra, and therefore it's already done. And then there's no more second suffix when it falls into taruvis. However, says the Bach, that's only by a suffix deraisa. When the first suffix is beguf, and you say suffix deraisa l'chumro, then taka, you are machmer by suffix echad beguf, suffix echad b'taruvis, so you don't say svek sveka. However, there are many cases, said the Bach, where we have a din of kavua, kemechsa mechsa of dami, but only kavua derabonim. What's one of the examples? Many rishonim hold that it's only considered kavua deraisa if you yourself are the one that bought the meat, let's say, from the store. You don't know if it was from the kosher store or from the treifa store. So even though Roiv tells you it's kosher, so you say kavua, and that's a kavua deraisa, it's kemechsa mechsa dami, it's safik deraisa l'chumra. However, if, let's say, you sent someone else to buy the piece of meat for you, or you know someone else bought the piece from you, so a yid went in and bought the piece from you, a piece from the store, but you yourself are not the one that created the suffix. You're not the one who went into the store to buy it. And the suffix is negated to you. It's your suffix. Can you eat it or not? That's only kavua derabanan. Because you didn't create the suffix yourself. You didn't get it from the makom kvias. It was gotten by another yid from the makom kvias. That's only a kavua derabanan. Says the Bach, that's what the Rajb is referring to when he's mater, svek sveka, when you have a suffix kavua that then gets mixed in taruvis, where it's, let's say, a chaticha ruliskad. Says the Bach, we're only make up by suffix echel beguf, suffix echel betaruvis, when the din kavua was only a din kavua derabanan, and therefore, in that case, you don't have this cheshbin that one of them is already gepaskin, but there is vadaim derais al suffix derais luchumra, and therefore you could in fact be make up at svek sveka. That's the sheet of the Bach, that the Rajba that's make up by suffix echel beguf, suffix echel betaruvis, by kavua, is talking about kavua derabanan, and therefore, over there, you could in fact be make up based on svek sveka. The shita of the Shach is very different. Says the Shach, a very simple cheshbon. The whole entire din kavua is exeris akosav. It's a chiddush. It doesn't really make sense, the din of kavua. L'chayra, you bought a piece of meat from a store. Nine of them are kosher. One of them is treif. So you should say, azlina basar roiv. You should go basar roiv, and you should assume that you bought the meat from the kosher store. There's nine kosher, one treif. You should assume that it's kosher. Norvas, this is exeris akosav. Says the Shach, the Rajba held that you only say this chiddush of kavua kamechsa amechsa when it's actually by itself, and not when it's in taruvis. When it's standing by itself, then you have this chiddush atayra that kavua is aser because it's safik derais l'chumra. However, when it gets mixed into a taruvis, you don't say anymore the chiddush of kavua, and then you can be meiko. And therefore, the Rajba makes sense l'shita. So really, he holds that it's when it's safik echa beguf, safik echa taruvis, you do not say safik sveka, and it's aser. But over here, there's a different reason as to why we're being mako by this piece of meat. Because since this first suffix was kavua, we only say the chiddush atayra, that kavua is kemechsa amechstami, when it's standing alone. However, when it then gets mixed into taruvis, there's no chiddush atayra of slek sveka, of kavua. And therefore, you don't say kavua, and it's mutter. That's pshat in the Rajba over here, why you're mater the piece of meat based on a slek sveka by kavua and chaticha rode skabit. The third mahalach, to say pshat in the Rajba, is the mahalach of the Goyin. Says the Goyin, a very simple answer. What's the whole stira in the Rajba? That the Rajba said that you don't say svek sveka when it's sofik echad beguf and sofik echad betaruvis. And therefore, if let's say you have a piece of meat where it's a sofik if it's chazer or not, and then it falls into taruvis, so you don't say svek sveko. Maybe it wasn't chazer, and even if it was chazer, maybe the piece of meat that I'm taking out of the taruvis is not that piece of meat. You don't say that svek sveko. Why? Says the Goyin, because these are two separate types of suffik. There are two different categories of suffik. One is a suffik in hilchus taruvis, and one is a suffik in hilchus svekus stam suffik echa beguf. You don't know if it's chazer or not. It's in a different realm of suffik. Says the Goyin, over here, when you have this case of a piece of meat that you bought from the store and you had to be machmir based on kavua, kamechsa, mechsa, that suffix wasn't fundamentally different than the suffix that emerged afterwards, bitaruvis. It's not considered suffix echel beguf and suffix echel bitaruvis. Why? Because the suffix of kavua is also a suffix of taruvis. You don't know which store you bought it from. So it's a confusion of which item was purchased from the kosher store or from the treifa store. So there also it's considered suffix echav taruvis. Now, it's not a real, high-level taruvis. It's not actually a mixture where it's not nikar le'inayim. However, it is a mixture. You just don't know which store you bought it from. And therefore, it's not considered fundamentally different than the suffix that happened afterwards. It's not suffix echav beguf, suffix echav taruvis. It's beus sveikis b'taruvis. And that's why you could work the two sveikas together, and you could actually invoke the rule of sveik sveika to be mater in this particular case, where the first suffix was a suffix kavua. You don't know which store you bought it from, the piece of meat, the 9 kosher stores or the 1 treva store, and then it falls into taruvis, and it's chaticha reliskabed, where you can't be mevatel it mitzad hilchas bitul b'raiv, but you could invoke the rule of sveik sveika to be mater because they're both considered sveikas b'taruvis, and it's not considered suffix echel b'gul, it's suffix echel b'taruvis. That's the third pshat to be mazber the Rashba, and this is the pshat of the Gaon, to be mazber why the Rashba holds that you could invoke a sveik sveika in this particular case, even though normally by a suffix echel b'guf and suffix echel b'taruvis, he doesn't say sveik sveika.